We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello, welcome in, listeners, now in Portland, to Portland's classic rock, 92.3 KGON. Also, our friends down in Miami, Florida, 1210 The Man, and 94.7 KZND, Alaska's rock alternative in Anchorage, Alaska. Big show, big tummy on tap. Ted's Meat and Potatoes goes meat-free. Noah Sherlock is back, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. Speaking of Anchorage, Alaska, Miami, Florida, has there ever been a nonstop flight from Miami, Florida to Anchorage, Alaska? And if so, how long would it take? It would have to take at least what?
No, there's no chance.
There's never been.
Because I don't think there's nonstop to, like, Seattle or Portland from Miami.
Yeah, there is.
You can get a Seattle flight.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that when you said it. Like, all right, we are as far apart as you could possibly be. I'm thinking if you're not military, you've never taken a direct flight.
Or you're the president and you're on Air Force One and you can just do it.
Even
you
then, I'd be like, yo, man, yeah, seriously, we got to stop somewhere.
You plan your itinerary a little bit better than that, but yeah.
Okay. I would think so.
Game is Big Dummy. We have Youssef on the line. Youssef playing for Team Not Sober. Youssef, you are on question number three now.
Yes, indeed. Question number three. What famous animal character calls Skull Island home?
Snow Island?
Skull. Why do you keep thinking I say snow? Skull Island. Skull Island.
Skull Island.
Yes.
Skull Island. Skeletor?
That's a reasonable
one. That really is.
Come on, Ted.
It's an animal?
It's an animal character. One of my favorites ever. Discovered him as a kid.
I was going to say He-Man, but it's not He-Man.
Animal.
Is there like a Tiger Man?
No, King Kong, man.
Oh, King Kong.
Tiger Man.
Oh, yeah.
You're just going to name an animal and say man after it, weren't you? Vulture Man.
I could picture a tiger man.
Anaconda Man. All right, your question. In 1968, what became a required part of the automobile safety equipment in the United States?
In 1968?
Yes, sir.
Let's go with a seatbelt.
All right, Youssef.
Well done.
Youssef, great job. You didn't get any question right to hear it right the first time.
Why do you keep thinking I said snow?
Snow?
Snow? You say so much snow? I didn't say anything about snow.
Okay.
Real quick, we were talking, one of the options for today's poll, where would you like to stick your tongue? A lot of people have been picking bowling ball. And then this comment comes in. It says, years ago, Oprah, that'd be Oprah Winfrey, Ted. Not
all
Oprah
right.
down the way, but Oprah
mm-hmm.
Winfrey.
Oprah.
She did a show where they swabbed the bowling balls. Every one of them had fecal matter in them.
Of course they did.
Well, yeah, it's people's fingers.
Yeah. There's not even a soap dispenser.
But why is there so much fecal matter on her fingers? I feel like fecal matter should be on your butt.
Well,
exclusively.
There's a lot of people that itch their butts.
That's a good point. Yeah, you got to pick it, too, when you're bowling. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who's our next contestant? Ready to play the big game.
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hola.
Jesse, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober today?
I am on Team Sober.
Welcome to the show, Jesse. Our men's room poll. You got to put your tongue so.
Second time caller.
Oh, well, welcome back to the show.
Yeah. All right, you got to put your tongue somewhere there, Jesse. Gym shower floor, stranger's nostril, porta potty toilet seat, or a bowling ball hole?
Bowling ball hole.
All right, you got it.
By the way, Miles, there's a guy says, I don't know about Miami, but I've flown nonstop from Seattle to Orlando, Orlando back to Seattle. Someone else says, I can confirm I've taken a direct flight from Miami to SeaTac International Airport.
I have two.
Now they're saying there's plenty of nonstops from Seattle to and from places like Florida.
We know that. We're talking about Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah.
Which is 3.5 hours away from Seattle.
Yeah. I brought up Seattle. My bad. I had to fly to Miami
thanks
once.
Thanks for ruining it, Ted.
And it was a nightmare. Like two or three layovers.
All right. Here is your question. Who plays Will on the TV show Will and Grace?
No idea.
I can picture him. Got dark hair.
I know his name, but I could not remember his name this morning. Eric McCormack.
Ooh, Eric McCormack.
McCormack. Yeah, like Daddy Mac. All right, your question. What band would walk 500 miles and 500 more just to fall down at your door? I couldn't remember. I know the song. I could not remember the name of this band to save my life this morning.
Earth, Wind, and Fire?
No.
I did better than that. I will say that.
Oh, got it. What was the name of it?
500 more. Obviously, there's something wrong with me, and you should get a restraining order. That would be the Proclaimers.
Oh, the Proclaimers.
Is that romantic or is it terrifying? Basically, I'd walk 1,000 miles and die at your door. Call the cops.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
You're a stalker.
All right, your question. What state's license plate sports the slogan, First in Flight?
Wisconsin?
No. Why did you guess Wisconsin, Jesse? I'm curious. When you thought aviation, why Wisconsin? I have to know.
First thing that came to my head. I had no idea.
Okay.
Else,
so. I believe it would be North Carolina. But
that is, in fact, North Carolina.
Kitty Hawk. That's where the dune was.
Mm-hmm. The dune?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the Wright brothers. They flew it off a dune.
It's very famous because it's right near the brew through.
Yeah, in the Outer Banks.
That's why it's famous.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with the Wright brothers, but there's a brew through right there, man.
Let me tell you something. You can look at a hill where they invented flight, right?
Yeah.
And then you look across the street and you realize there's a drive through beer place.
Oh, sure. I'm going to the drive through.
What is it going to excite you more?
No, you're 100% correct.
I mean, I'm just saying. No disrespect to the Wright brothers.
No,
if you like apple butter, biscuits, cornbread, like there's a lot of great stuff down there.
So basically, don't go there. Don't worry about the Kitty Hawk. Go for the food. Mm-hmm. Go for the drive-thru.
And Gravedigger. You can go see Gravedigger.
Oh, that's right. The helm of Gravedigger. All right, here is your question. What fictional pirate commanded the Jolly Roger?
Did you say Snow? What'd you say?
Oh, Jesse.
Well played.
Jesse with the jokes.
No idea, again.
I mean, there's only two fictional pirates I know of.
Blackbeard?
Captain Crunch.
No, it was not me. I was once a drug mule and stuffed 15 kilos of cocaine in my rectum. That would be Captain Hook.
Captain Hook, yeah. All right, Jesse, question five.
Question number five. What kind of animal is raised in a warren?
In a what?
Warren. Warren.
A monkey.
Ain't no monkey warrens around here. That'd be a rabbit warren. All right, your question. How many words rhyme with the word purple?
Three.
Any guesses?
None.
Purple.
Miles is correct. None.
I thought orange.
Same with
was
orange.
The one. You couldn't, yeah.
Well, if you have purple and orange, there you go. Mm-hmm. Cannot be rhymed.
Fetish was tough.
We gave you what? Wettish?
Wettish.
If you got a fetish, you want someone wettish. We gave you lettuce.
Lettuce for relish or fetish?
Well, you got to make it rhyme as close as you can. So if I got a fetish, I love tomatoes and lettuce. I mean, you get a little creative license there. That's better than saying I got a fetish.
Involves, you know, some relish.
I think wettish is better.
Wettish relish?
I get a little wettish when I think about my fetish. All right, multiple choice. Green, gray, brown, or black? What color does a chameleon turn when it's trying to warm up?
Black.
All right.
Yeah, black absorbs color.
Mm-hmm.
Sunlight.
That's correct.
That's right.
And they look younger.
Yeah.
Because black don't crack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you ever put tar on a roof before? You ever had one of those summer jobs?
That's a negative for me.
That is terrible.
That looks like the worst.
That is terrible.
The worst job.
It is so hot. You cannot,
take this hot tar, stand on the hottest part of a home in the sun.
And it's already warm, it's already hot, and now you're putting more hot tar on top of it.
Yeah.
If you're doing, instead of like redoing asphalt, sometimes they'll just fill the cracks with tar.
Yeah. Same, basically the same stuff.
Right.
Close.
So they do that at my grade school on the cheap. And then shocking, at recess, it would be super hot. We all played with the tar. And then it was like, stop playing with the tar. And it's like, well, there's
sticking your finger.
Right. Like sticks, fingers, whatever. It's like, well, there's all this melted tar. And they did it like the end of the school year where it's already like 95 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Game is a big dummy. 844-999 Ola. Who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Big
Mark, you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Not Sober.
Mark for Team Not Sober. All right, Mark, our men's room poll. You got to put your tongue someplace. Will it be the gym shower floor, a stranger's nostril, a porta potty toilet seat, or a bowling ball hole?
You're going to have to go with bowling ball.
All right, people seem to like the bowling ball.
Sound terrible.
Okay. Well, if you can mentally get through that, that's what you pick.
What if before you stuck your tongue in that bowling ball, you saw me adjust my junk and eat a bag of Fritos?
It probably tastes the same.
I know. You know, at that point, right?
Yeah, like it's going to have a Frito tinge to it, yeah.
By the way, as far as long flights go, I enjoy this. It's a real quick story. It says, I flew direct from Heathrow to San Francisco, 18 hours. Bitch was arrested when we got to San Francisco for throwing a plate of food on a lady whose baby was kicking her seat.
Oh, God.
That had to be a wonderful, wonderful flight. And Urkel's not a word. Damn it, people. You know better.
Everything went about purple nurple.
And Urkel doesn't rhyme with purple.
What Urkel does purple?
Urkel.
It's close.
Yeah.
I'm saying Urkel, like,
well,
Steve Urkel.
Kel and purple.
But Steve Urkel.
But you say it
is,
Urkel.
Is there a real Urkel?
Urkel.
There's no real Urkel.
No, it's a fictional
character. It's like the purple Nurple. A Nurple's not a thing. A purple Nurple is a thing, but a Nurple on its own.
And nobody respected him enough to ever call him Urkel. That's why
or
he had
Steve.
That's why he had Stefan when he was different.
All right. All right, here is your question. What kind of berry do you get when you cross a blackberry with a raspberry?
Marionberry?
No, but I'll give you a hint. Flavor Flav would love it.
I don't know.
Yeah, boysenberry.
Oh. Know your berries.
know your berries. It's another game show we're working on. Know your berries.
These berries belong to a famous celebrity.
All right. What horror movie takes place at the Overlook Hotel?
Psycho?
Ah, not a bad guy. That was the Bates Motel. The Shining takes place at the Overlook Hotel.
I've never seen either of them. So.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's a... I don't believe it's named that, but it's obviously a real location in Oregon.
I would say watch Psycho. It's black and white, a little dated, but it's still enjoyable. The Shining is just really long and really boring.
Is that you?
Yep.
Wow, man.
Thanks.
All right, hang on the line there for us, Mark.
Garlic.
All right.
Did you do one earlier?
No.
All right.
Why'd you think it was? What'd you think?
I just came in earlier. It smelled a little fartish.
I thought it did too.
Yeah.
It was not me.
Yeah, but it wasn't me. I swear to God. It wasn't me.
It's the guy that just farted.
Yeah, but you'll see. You'll know if it's the same brand, right? It's like the meatless
burger. It depends
burger.
What your stomach's doing.
Yeah, good call. More Big Dummy coming up, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Head chef on the way, Ted's Meat and Potatoes goes meat-free. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
An argument's kind of broken out, all right? And one of our questions today was simply, how many words rhyme with the word purple? And the answer is none. From this point on, everyone, of course, is saying, hey, this rhymes with purple, this rhymes with purple. The closest we've gotten is circle rhymes with purple.
I don't believe that, but you
it
do.
It doesn't quite.
Circle purple?
I'm just saying, if you had to put it in a song, I saw a circle, it was the color purple, right? You can get away with it.
All right.
It doesn't quite rhyme.
There's nothing really that rhymes with circle.
Damn. See, now we're going to get on that.
That's
right.
What I'm saying.
But that said, we actually have audio. People hit me to this. I can't remember the singer's name. It's 1964. The guy is a country singer.
Okay? Oh, it's a country and western song.
Country and western. Yeah, you know what?
This is before it was just country.
This would be country and western.
This was country and western.
And when you hear it, I heard maybe 30 seconds of it, but it is, in fact, country and western. And, Robin, I don't know if we have the audio, but if we do, if we could possibly play it, can we play it out of Beard's room over there? That possible. We'll get it.
Okay.
But he, 1964.
Yeah, I guess not.
With some creative license. He has found a way to rhyme the word purple. We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
For the record, I don't think Eminem counts when he says he found words to rhyme with orange.
It's just the way you shape them. Right. He says porridge and Georgie. And then, like, I get it. But again.
And he does a good job doing it.
He does a very good job. But apparently this country singer on a song, Dang Me, does the most impressive way to rhyme the word purple. So we'll get that coming up.
All right.
And you can judge for yourself. Okay. All right. Who the hell do we have on the line?
Is it Mark still?
Is it Mark? Oh, sweet. Okay. Hello, Mark. Welcome back to the men's room.
What's up?
Hola.
What's going on?
All right, Mark, you're on question number four, playing for Team Not Sober.
We know you're waiting with bated breath to find the word that rhymes with purple. All right, here is your question.
Yeah. That's a sweet song.
Hey, man, it's going to be a great song. Great song. What baseball player is Santiago's hero in the book The Old Man and the Sea?
Oh, Mickey Mantle.
Ah, close. DiMaggio.
Yep. Joe DiMaggio.
Damn it.
Joe DiMaggio.
In The Old Man and the Sea?
That is right.
Yeah, huh. Jumpin' Joe. He brings it up a lot.
I don't know why. That book just seemed like it was like...
It was agonizing.
It just seemed like it was farther back in time than that, even for Hemingway.
It was such an antagonizing book. It's not even a long book, man.
It's 103 pages.
Is it 103?
Yeah.
Every... I liked it.
Really?
Maybe I just liked it because it was 103 pages, but it's one of the few books I actually read. Shout out to Cliff.
It's the same thing I do now. Like, how long is this? Hour and 23? I can make it.
Right, as I get older and I'm going to put my on demand. Like,
what do I want to watch here? Ooh, hour and 23. This is doable.
Really? You go an hour 23?
Yeah, exactly.
I have to do, if it's 123, I'm like,
215, I'm going to have to wait for the weekend.
I can't do that.
Yeah, but you're probably the same way I am. I do that with movies, but yet I'll sit there and watch 3 hours, 40 minutes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No question. Because it was supposed to end an hour and 15 minutes ago.
All right, here's the question. What insect is the primary food for dragonflies?
Flies?
Gnats?
Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes. All good for them.
Yeah, exactly.
We need more dragonflies.
You should like dragonflies.
Yeah. They got plenty of food then.
Good Lord, they do.
They multiply.
Maybe it's like lions and gazelles or whatever. Fewer lions born, a ton of gazelles born because lions got to eat.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're a bug, though, you're named after a dragon, that's pretty cool.
It is cool, but you're so cool-looking bug.
It's on the water.
Mm-hmm.
What bug has the word? Dung beetle. It's its own fault. I mean, it rolls turd, so it's like you earned it, but still, that's not the greatest name.
Yeah.
All right, your question.
Cockroach.
Well, no, that could be a compliment. I used to think a roach was a roach till I met you. I'm like, all right, all right. All right, the question. What baseball team signed a contract with Michael Jordan in 1994?
Chicago White Sox.
Oh, good call there, Mark.
Yep. I remember the quote from someone. It was an anonymous player, and they said, are you excited to have Michael Jordan there? And basically, the guy's like, sure. I mean, you know, the guy's an icon, but... What was it? He couldn't hit a curveball with an ironing board.
No, it's like, wasn't it the 30 for 30 there? Like, this was just admittedly a horrible idea.
Yeah.
And it wasn't
well,
that he was
the
a bad
same guy that owned the White Sox owned the Bulls.
Ah, okay.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Matt.
Hola.
Matt, are you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Sober.
Sober, Matt. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Matt, our men's room poll. You got to pick some place to put your tongue for 30 seconds. Will it be the gym shower floor, a stranger's nostril, a porta potty toilet seat, or a bowling ball hole?
Bowling ball hole.
Bowling ball hole.
Getting the votes today. It is, but I love how enthusiastic everyone's.
I'm not picking that one.
What are you picking?
I'd rather put my tongue on a porta potty toilet seat.
Are you kidding?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, people are worried about fecal matter. It's a guarantee there's fecal matter on
a
porta potty.
Have you ever seen anybody put their hand on a porta potty toilet seat?
No, because they put their ass on it, Miles.
Exactly.
They put their butt on it.
Right. And you know what I'm pretty confident about? The fact that when you're done pooping, like the perimeter of your butt is probably cleaner than your hand that you're putting
people,
in that bowl.
You gotta think about all the people that hover. There's pee and poop hoverers, all over that toilet seat.
Pukers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not used to that hovering lifestyle.
I mean, look, there is no right answer.
Because we pee standing up.
No matter what we do, it's awful.
Steve took a poop the other day that was horizontal.
That's crazy, dude. Everything blew up behind me.
Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable. I walked in there. I came back in the office and started talking about it. I was like, oh, yeah, it was mine.
Yeah.
Jeez, a whiz.
I did what I could, man. Like, I flushed twice, and I'm like, yeah.
No, it was sticking there. It was like plastic. Stay. If you ever have like a hole anywhere in your you know, plaster or your drywall.
Yeah, caulk.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, kids, don't eat glue. That's what happens.
Daddy's going to bend and touch his toes. Watch this.
It looked more like I was marking my territory than actually
troll, doing it. Troll and smooth it in there.
All right, here's the question. What is the only mammal with a shell?
Turtle.
Only mammal.
Pulling mammals from a shell. Pulling mammals from a shed.
Wow, squeeze reference.
Come on, man. You know
armadillo.
Yes.
Is it armadillo? I thought an armadillo was a reptile for some reason.
What?
I don't know. They live in the desert and stuff.
It, It's a freaking mammal.
I know, but you look at its face, it looks like a little lizard.
Good Lord.
It looks like a rat lizard. And it's got an ugly-ass tail that looks like a rat lizard.
It's not, but rats are mammals.
I know, but it's got the face of like, all right.
Right. Put a shell on a rat. Basically, it's an armadillo, right?
Yeah. But it's uglier.
It is ugly. All right. True or false? Onimus is the opposite of anonymous.
False.
True. So when you called and gave your name, you chose to be Onimus.
Got it.
But if anyone uses that word, punch him in the mouth.
If Matt is your real name.
Oh, or is he anonymous? All right, here's your question. What number is equal to 1,000 thousands?
1,000.
1,000 thousands.
This equals 1,000 one thousands.
100 million.
1 million.
1 million. Question four, Matt. Believe it or not, you're about on average for the questions today as far as amount of questions it takes.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, what do we got there?
It happened.
No way. It landed on
the first of the day.
Oh, wow.
It's rare, but it happens.
Oh, wow. Matt, you up. You just hit our Big Dummy Audio Daily Double. What a day. Wow.
We spare no expense on those sound effects.
Wow.
Can we play that again?
Sure. This absolutely.
I'm honored.
You should be. That is a big deal.
All right. Oddly enough, on that note, we're going to play a fart for you, and it's multiple choice. I want you to try to identify what animal you believe is producing this fart, and just so you know, this is actual audio recording of this particular animal farting. So the following fart, is it a giraffe, a dingo, or a hyena?
I think it's a giraffe because I think it's a tight. It sounded like a tight orifice.
That's a gamble. That is clearly animals.
I think a dingo would have more of a dog fart sound to it because it's a dog, basically.
I mean, like, what is that?
I'm going to guess giraffe, but Matt, what do you think?
You know what? I'm going with giraffe.
Oh, it was, in fact, know your thoughts. Very good.
It's that long neck.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the game?
That is the longest fart. Hello, Skyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola.
Hola. Long neck, long legs. Skyler, are you sober or not sober?
Sober today.
All right, Skyler, welcome to the show. Skyler, men's room poll. Put your tongue here for 30 seconds. Will it be the gym shower floor, a stranger's nostril, a porta-potty toilet seat, or a bowling ball hole?
I'm going to go with bowling ball.
Bowling ball coming in strong today.
All right, here is your question. Multiple choice. Sarah Palin, Elizabeth Warren, or Hillary Clinton? One of these three worked at a salmon cannery in Alaska after she graduated college, but got fired for being too slow at scooping out salmon guts.
Alaska? I gotta go Sarah Palin then.
That would be the logical choice. It's Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, honest to God. She worked at a salmon cannery in Alaska. Couldn't scoop out the salmon guts fast enough. One of those things. It's part of the job. Part of the job.
I've eaten a lot of salmon. I don't know if I've eaten it out of can.
I don't know if I have.
It's there. You just don't buy it. You know, like, it's right there. I mean,
it's probably next to the tuna in a can.
Yeah.
I'm eating tuna out of a pouch now.
Yeah, I don't know, man, if I can bring myself to do it.
Pouch
I know there's
tuna?
No difference. Yeah, pouch tuna. Oh, God.
Tuna.
Pouch tuna.
Just reach into that kangaroo pouch and pull out a little tuna and stick in your mouth.
Would you eat a piece of tuna fish pulled out of a kangaroo's pouch?
I wouldn't eat anything pulled out of a kangaroo pouch.
What a shelled peanut. Or no,
nothing.
Peanut with a shell still.
Nothing.
The shell is still
I'm
on the peanut.
Peanut.
Pistachio.
It's a little tougher.
I'd rather eat the belly button lint of a 300-pound man who's worn a sweater and no undershirt for 25 years.
Wow.
Than stick my hand in a kangaroo pouch.
And eat a delicious peanut.
Yes.
What do you think? I don't know what the inside of that pouch is supposed to feel like. Is it fuzzy? Is it damp?
It's moist. It stinks. Are you kidding me?
No, it's like, I don't.
It's a moist pouch that's never been cleaned. You stick your kids in there, they poop and pee in there. I mean, come on.
You wouldn't eat a peanut still in the show.
No. No.
At my new restaurant, we serve all of your food directly out of a kangaroo pouch.
It's a peanut butter. Right.
It just stands next to your table. You reach your hand in, and exactly. Everything you need is right
Shells
there.
On the floor.
You know. I feel like that's going to be the tough part. As soon as you put your hand in its pouch, it's going to punch you.
No, it'll giggle. All right. Believe it or not, spaghetti is plural. Each individual piece of spaghetti is called a what?
A spaghetti?
Not a bad guess. I'll give you a hint. Elvis would have sung about it. Give me a spaghetto.
Is it ghetto? Oh.
Spaghetto.
Spaghetto.
It's, yeah.
Cold and fresh. Little old baby's got a can of SpaghettiOs. SpaghettiOs. They don't have a can opener. She's going to die. He's going to cry.
Spaghetto.
Boyardi.
All right, your question. In his entire career, what actor had never appeared in a sequel until starring in The Equalizer 2?
Is that Jason Statham?
Oh, no, the other black guy, Denzel Washington, who looks remarkably like Jason Statham. Can't even tell him apart. Actually, you know, with a movie title like that, yeah, you'd think... The something.
Yeah.
All right, question number four.
The cast of what television show had 207 singles make the Billboard Hot 100 chart, which is the most ever? Put it in perspective, Drake is second with 193. Lil Wayne, Just for Ted, is third with 162. Elvis, who sings about individual spaghetti noodles, comes in at number four at 109. But the cast of this TV show... At 207 singles.
Would that be Glee?
All right, Scott. Hey. Know your Glee. Very good.
Know your Glee.
Game is a big dummy, 844-999.
Jesus.
Honestly, there's no other real
just read answers. This. I want it? You to see this, but I cannot read that out loud.
Oh, Jesus whiz. How would you know that?
They're saying they're comparing what it'd be to eat food.
You know who would know would be Ozzie Ted. Ozzie Ted would probably know what the inside of a kangaroo pouch smell like.
We don't mess with them.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Herman. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hola, Herman, are you sober or not sober?
Hola, Big Cholas, I'm not sober.
All right, Herman.
All right.
Herman, our men's room poll today. You got to put your tongue someplace for 30 seconds. Will it be a gym shower floor, a stranger's nostril, a porta-potty toilet seat, or a bowling ball hole?
It's going to be the nostril. It's a pretty girl, I bet.
What if it's a crusty old dude sitting on the corner?
Name Harmon.
Well, it's going to... That'll be my guess.
All right.
The nostril's good.
Okay.
Where are you going, Miles?
I'm going to go
Are you sticking with the porta potty?
I think so.
All right. Suit yourself. All right. Here is your question. 90% of Americans live within 15 minutes of Walmart, Starbucks, McDonald's, or Costco.
90 minutes from...
15 minutes. 90% of Americans live within 15 minutes of a Walmart, Starbucks, McDonald's, or Costco.
Well, I wish it was Dairy Queen, but I bet it's McDonald's.
You that big of a fan of Dairy Queen, Herman?
Oh, yeah. Dairy Queen's the best.
Okay, what do you get there?
I get myself a cheeseburger, a Blizzard with an Oreo bits in it, and fries.
That sounds delicious.
Have you tried the new creamsicle cone?
Oh, no, I just stick with the classics.
Okay, well, the classic in my mind at Dairy Queen is the Peanut Buster Parfait. Have you ever gotten that?
Oh, sure, but the Blizzard's the best with Oreo.
Don't dismiss their chicken tenders with a side of Texas toast and fries. Also very good.
Well, it's okay.
He's sticking with that burger and that Blizzard.
All right. Fair enough.
All right, here's a question, Herman.
Herman.
I said Herman. Yeah, Herman.
Was it Herman or Harmon?
Herman. Herman's my name.
Oh, Herman, not Harmon. My bad.
Who the hell do you know named Herman?
There's Mark Killebrew. Harmon. People in West Virginia.
Harmon Killebrew.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tim. All right, then.
You never played the name game.
Mark Harmon.
Mark, yes. All right, your question. Do people around the world drink more goat milk or more cow milk?
Oh, I got to say, well, not to bring it back to Dairy Queen, but it's got to be cow milk.
Herman, I like you, man.
Oh, man.
Believe it or not, around the world, people drink more goat milk.
Yeah.
No!
So if you go to a Dairy Queen in another country, my friend, it just might be a goat milk blizzard.
That's not a good scene. I don't like that.
All right.
Would you try it?
Yeah, you would. Like, don't knock it till you try. You never know. Goat ice cream might be delicious. We don't know.
Well, goat cheese is good.
Sure it is.
Sometimes.
Spreadable.
It is very spreadable.
It's one of the few soft cheeses I enjoy.
Thank you, Ted.
No, me
little,
too.
It's a little known fact about Ted Smith.
You're either a soft cheese person or you're not. I'm right there with you. I like prefer hard cheese, but goat cheese, I'm in.
Yeah, I like my cheese tough. Hard.
All right, here's your question. What is larger, the moon or Pluto?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I'm going to say, well, Pluto's a planet. It was when I was growing up.
Not anymore.
Pluto.
Yeah.
It's got to be Pluto.
No, it's the moon, man.
That's why they deregulated Pluto in the moon, in the planet category.
Yeah, they deplanetized it.
Yeah, exactly. If you can.
Oh boy.
All right, Herman, stay on the line. You're fine. We're gonna get back to you.
Don't hang up.
Yeah, please.
Do not hang up.
You're on question number 5 coming up. Okay. If you'd like to be a contestant, play Big Dummy 844-999 Olamora. Big Dummy on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, Noah Sherlock, Ted's Meat and Potatoes. The head chef is in, and it's going meat-free today with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. We do have Herman on the line playing for Team Not Sober. And, Herman, you are on question number 5.
Oh, great.
All right, welcome back to the show, Herman. Hey, man. And let me just tell you this, and I mean this honestly. A bunch of comments have been flying in about you specifically. People really, really dig your chili. You follow what I'm saying, Herman?
Not only that, Herman.
They like you a lot.
You're a big hit in the building as well with the other people listening.
True.
Yeah, people are like, oh, I love Herman.
Yay!
Yeah, not even joking. Mm-hmm. People love you. One person even suggested you run for president. Like, you've already got that kind of vibe going, man, so... So good.
I could do it. I could do it better than that clown up in there right now.
Hot take.
All right, Herman, here's your question. There's only 571 people that have ever been to space. Now, the definition of being in space is at least, and it's multiple choice, 25 miles, 50 miles, or 75 miles above the planet Earth.
Oh, I'd say... 25 miles.
Is it 50?
50 miles.
50. Oh,
shoot. Yep.
32,000 feet is.
I don't think I'll go to space. I'm a little bit, got a bit of a weight problem.
Well, that would be good because some of the, you know, I mean, like gravity only affects your bones. So, I mean, if you're weightless, you wouldn't have all that pressure.
No, but they got to get his ass up there. That's the problem.
That's what I'm saying.
I know that's what you're saying. Miles is a little slow, man. Don't worry about him.
It's like, you know, you can float better than other people.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's very true. Well, if you want to be an astronaut, you have to be a certain weight and a certain height.
How tall are you, Herman?
Oh, just about 5'4".
Okay, how much do you weigh, would you say?
Oh, we're looking at about... Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, here's the question. People in Nigeria drink more of what in 1 year than people in Ireland?
Nigeria. I'd say they drink Coca-Cola.
Tea?
Guinness.
Whiskey?
Guinness.
Oh, Guinness.
People in Nigeria drink more Guinness in a year than people in Ireland.
That's hotter there.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Herman, you're on question 7.
All right. True or false? The baseball team, the Kansas City Royals, got their name from something called the American Royal, which is an annual rodeo/barbecue competition.
You know, I don't follow baseball very much. I'll say true.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, indeed.
Very good. Okay. Game is Big Dummy 844-999-OLA.
Anybody thinking about a blizzard?
Yeah. I am, man.
I'm going Butterfinger.
A lot of people start a comment. Now they want the peanut butter parfait. As Herman explained what he likes, the Miles, and then you would challenge him on things. Basically, you covered the menu. And all of those things appeal to people who are now hungry or they're cursing
the peanut
us
butter,
for bringing it
the,
up.
The peanut buster barf parfait
peanut buster, yeah.
is one of the greatest things I've ever had in my life. It's hot fudge. It's vanilla ice cream. It's layers of peanuts. And then they repeat that three different times.
I'm going to make you angry, but this is the truth.
And then they put whipped cream on top. And I'm telling you, it is one of the greatest sundaes ever invented.
I never had one in my life.
What?
Dude, I know. Trust me. I have nothing.
The peanut buster parfait.
Never had one.
But that's not one of the originals. The Butterfinger, Heath, and Cookies and Cream are the original.
Oh, no, this isn't a blizzard. This is a sundae.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is
what's
way
the difference between a parfait and a sundae? Other than my comfort level of saying it out loud.
Don't know.
A blizzard? A blizzard's all mixed together.
No, I'm saying a sundae versus a parfait.
Well, doesn't generally a parfait have fruit in it?
Does it?
Maybe
then
that's
I don't
it.
Want a parfait. What's
I don't either.
The fruit
Unless it's
the...
got a banana. Could but a banana parfait is a banana split, then. Or a banana sundae.
But it's the peanut buster parfait.
Right.
So, like, what's in it, man?
Oh, well, parfaits are layered, too.
Okay.
That's what makes it a parfait.
All right.
They do it, they do it three times.
Gotcha.
Okay, now we understand.
I'm back in.
Okay.
By the way, someone else says, I'm a Dairy Queen drive-thru right now getting a cheeseburger because of Herman's recommendation.
Way to go, Herman.
He should be an influencer, right? What do they call it on if you're on Instagram?
Oh, Herman, you got to drive up and get a picture in the tulips or go down to California and get in the poppy fields. That's what they're doing these days.
I would definitely follow Herman on Twitter. Hello, Neil. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch.
Hola. Neil, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Driving. Sober, Neil. Welcome to the show. All right, Neil, men's room poll. Put your tongue here. Will it be a gym shower floor, stranger's nostril, porta potty toilet seat, or a bowling ball hole?
Stranger's nostril.
Stranger's nostril. I like your spirit.
I like how you just say it so casually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a problem. Stranger's nostril.
Easy.
Peanut butter parfait without peanuts, cheaper. It's a hot fudge sundae. Okay. Apparently, someone else said Spanish peanuts, mother effer. Just so you know.
Whatever. Hey. They're delicious.
The country western song y'all were speaking of earlier.
Yeah.
So, Roger Miller.
Can we play it now?
Do we have the Roger Miller ready to go?
So we brought up the color purple earlier. The question was, how many words in the English language rhyme with the color purple? The answer was none. And then people said, well, what about Urkel? Doesn't rhyme. Circle. Someone else said Dr. Jerkle. Then other people said Nurple. Now, here is a weird development with the word Nurple, because you've heard of the purple Nurple. And that's a stupid saying. It turns out Nurple actually has a definition. It's a color when you combine black and purple.
Okay.
So Nurple is a thing. But can we play that song?
Nah, we're not sure yet.
All right. We'll get there. Okay. We will play this wonderful, the original word to rhyme with purple coming up later. All right. Here is your question. In 1974.
Oh,
you know what? Never mind.
Wow.
Never mind.
Wow,
forget it.
Wow.
Hang on the line.
Okay. Neil, hang in there. More of Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. Also still to come, Head Chef in the house. Ted's Meat and Potatoes goes meat free. It's coming up for you in minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.